Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate.
And joining us right now is one of the stars of, as you know, my favorite new series. It is a series that is so gripping, so dramatic, that you want to sit there and watch all 24 episodes of it right in a row. But unfortunately, you have to wait a week every time to watch it. Tuesday nights at 9, the show is called 24. And joining us right now is Dennis Haysbert, who plays the gentleman who is running for president on the show and is the target of an assassination attempt. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What an incredible show this is.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much.
It must be enjoyable to work on.
It is. It really is. I think I can speak for the whole cast. As soon as the script comes out, we just sort of pounce on it and try to get as much information out of it as we can, you know, and just get to work on it.
Can I ask you to speak up a little bit for me?
Oh, absolutely.
Great, that's great. Yeah, it's interesting because it's just, from the viewer's point, I don't know what it was like recording it and acting it all out, but it's an incredibly well-written, well-acted, well-edited drama.
You know what, I have to agree with you. I can, you know, do that. It is a remarkable show, and we all have a great deal of fun working on it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why, from so far anyway, the ratings haven't been what I would thought they would be. Hopefully we'll catch on before it'll become too late for people to really get into the storyline.
Well, as you know, as you may or may not know, a lot of new shows that become eventual hits haven't started out as hits.
Mm.
Seinfeld, for one,
right.
Didn't start out as a hit. And they put us in a precarious position, you know, with the September 11th events, pushing us back a week, put us up against a couple of, hits,
mm-hmm.
you know, and right doing their premieres. So, and also, we had a lot of expectation, you know, and actually, I don't think the ratings are really all that disappointing at this point.
Well, I just thought they would go with it. For me, as looking at this thing from PMP Network, we predicted this show to be the top show of the year, top new dramatic show, and undeclared as the top new comedy. And I still believe those two are as they are. But I'm hoping that more people will catch on to 24. That's the reason why we're doing so many interviews here and why you're doing them as well, obviously. Because I do think at this point that people could tune in and still get into the gripping action, even if they haven't seen it before.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think all these episodes really stand on their own. I mean, all you really need to know about the show to catch on with it is that Jack's daughter is missing and there is still a credible threat on David Palmer's life.
Mm-hmm. And, we should mention that Jack Bauer's character is played by Kiefer Sutherland. And he is a member of a anti-terrorist, a counter-terrorist unit.
Mm-hmm.
Your character is an African-American presidential candidate on the morning of the presidential primary in California, I believe it is.
Correct.
And, of course, we all know what happened at the California primary with Robert Kennedy many years ago.
Yeah.
So that echoes in the minds of Americans. And the whole counter-terrorist thing and, that stuff is unfortunately ringing true for a lot of Americans now. We've become aware of many of these things no one thought of before.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we no longer have the luxury of thinking that we're living in this, six-inch-thick glass bubble anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know, where nothing can touch us. And I tell you, I have to take a positive spin on that. I think it's... I don't want to say that anything about the September 11th events were good, but if we're to take anything positive out of it, we have to take this, is that we are finally in the world. We know now how certain countries and certain people feel about us. And I think that's good to know. I think we now have to go into the future and with our eyes open and being, forever vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that puts us in a really kind of in a strong position. We're a very resilient country.
Yeah, we sure are.
We definitely have our problems, and we probably still will have the same kind of problems. We still have a problem with racism. We still have a problem with inequity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming closer.
Now, your character in the show, David Palmer, is a U.S. senator and the first African-American with a realistic chance at the White House.
Right.
And from looking at the show, we're looking at parts of the government agency that Kiefer works at may be involved in this whole assassination attempt situation. Plus, your character is also having a problem with a former, whatever it's called, a bad thing that he did in the past, something that's coming back to haunt him, which is also not helping his situation as well.
True.
Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of things that are going on. The daughter, of course, you mentioned the president's daughter, who her night on the town's taken a sinister turn on the show. And you also have the scandal. That's the word I was looking for, unfortunately. There's a scandal that might derail your political career. Your character's a very, very independent kind of guy. You know, they tell him to stay put, and, you know, for his own security, he goes and does what he wants to do. Interesting character.
Pardon me?
I said the character's a very interesting character that you're playing. He's very independent and does what he wants to do.
Yeah, he does. He's a very strong, principled man. And he's kind of a, you know, take the bull by the horns kind of guy, and I think that that lends itself to his leadership capability.
Hmm.
You know, he doesn't just stay put. You know, he's a very proactive person.
Very much so. Yeah, you know, this show is just amazing, and of course, because it's blazing new ground in terms of being a show that's in real time. Every episode is a 24-hour period, and we're going through the 24 hours after the primary, during the primary. It's an amazing amazing story. I love the concept, and it's even better when it's on the screen.
Oh, thank you. No, it is. You know, I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Yeah, and now are you enjoying?
A hell of a lot.
Yeah, are you enjoying TV as much as you did all the movies that you've done? You've done so many films. How does TV compare to it? I know you've done some television. I know you did Now and Again, and you also were involved in the Emmy Award-winning episode of Lee Rue Grant. You've done a lot of different TV, but how do you compare TV to the film work you've done?
Well, film work is is my my first love, really. I mean, because you just have so much time. Really flesh out your characters and everything else, but television has its merits. I mean, I really enjoyed doing good, strong television. Now and Again was very good, and that was also groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
In a number of ways. And but nothing really quite compares to 24.
Yeah.
When I read the script, I don't know if there's a constant interruption. I don't know if you heard what I just said.
Yeah, I didn't, because you got a call waiting or something over there.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think that's call waiting. But, why don't you just repeat what you just said?
Well, what I was saying is that, I really enjoyed doing Now and Again, but nothing really quite compares to 24.
Yeah.
When I read the script, I had to be involved.
You know, the one thing that you do, you also do a lot of theater, and theater, of course, you get immediate feedback, the applause of the audience or however they respond. When you're doing television, especially this kind of show, it takes a while for the feedback. I assume, though, that you're getting good feedback from people like Ron Howard and Brian Grazer and Tony Krantz and some of the folks behind the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. But, what's more important is when you're out on the street and people come up to you and say, you know what, we're rooting for you not to die.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, you've got a good character there, and a nice wife on the show. It's a nice show, but it's just really gripping. There's no other word for it. I mean, I sit at the edge of my seat, and that hour just flies by.
It does fly by.
Yeah. Now, do you have a collection of all 24 episodes on video?
Well, we haven't shot them all.
Hmm.
No, we're just finishing up our... our 12th episode.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm in New York now. I'm doing a film at the same time.
Wow. pretty busy. Is it tough to memorize two different scripts and, you know, separate your characters like that?
You know what? They're so different, so diverse, the characters I play, that, no, it's not a problem at all. I can really kind of just turn one off and turn another one on. I mean, this is what actors live for. We're all workaholics, you know, in a business that's not conducive to workaholics, you know, so...
Yeah, it's always better than sitting around waiting for a call to get a job somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What's the film that you're working on?
I'm doing a movie now called Far From Heaven with Julianne Moore and Dennis Quaid.
Oh.
And being directed by Todd Haynes.
And what role are you playing in that?
Playing the role of Raymond Deegan, who is has a gardening shop and and is taking over his late father's gardening business.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs into a woman, Julianne Moore.
Huh. Nice film. You're enjoying the work?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, 24 is a great show, and I hope that the next time we speak that it's become a massive hit. And, of course, if it's too big a hit, then you won't talk to me again. But
Oh, no. I'll always talk to you.
So, excuse me, but I'm very busy now. I'm on the number one show, 24. Leave me alone. Are there plans, if the show does well, and which it is doing already, to go into the next 24, into a different time period?
Yeah, they will go into, I'm sure, go into another day with a whole different set of circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. I love the show. It's a great show, and congratulations on the wonderful work you're doing on it.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we'll talk again one of these days.
Sounds good.
Take care, Dennis.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mark.